Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you join me today. Today's show is Questions with the Queen, episode number 54. And every week I answer a question from the fans. And this week is how to decide if you are successful with your networking. And, you know, when I got this question, I really had to think about it, and I really had to think, what do I consider success? So I think for me, the first one would be to just really decide what success is for yourself. You decide and determine what success is. That is number one. You know, success can be a lot of different things to different people. So you just need to figure out what you want success to look like. You know, I just have some different goals about what I want in my life. Some people want millions and millions and squillions of dollars, and that's not necessarily my goal. You know, I have a more practical goal, and I just want you to decide what success is. So when you're thinking about networking, I would say let's do these six things. First of all, number one would be decide what your success is. These are my top 6 points for you. Number two, decide that you're just going to go to the event and gain knowledge. You know, many times we put so much pressure on ourselves to sell something, to meet the right people, to do this, to do that. And when I just go and say, hey, I just want to go and learn something and not have the pressure on me to do anything, that makes all of the difference in the world. Because what I know to be true more than anything in life, when you have an open heart and you're willing and able to learn something, it's important that you always are learning. I just believe that only the strong will survive. And I think we get strong by learning more and more. The more we can engage and increase our knowledge base, the better we will be. So that's tip number two, is just go with the idea that you're just going to learn something, to gain knowledge. That's it. Number three would be around like-minded people. I know for me, I'm here in the office by myself all the time. And I know that that can sometimes just be so boring. It really can. So I try to at least once a week get out and meet some people at various events or whatnot. And that is key. I really think being around like-minded people can take you a long way. And when you determine, okay, I am going to, you know, get around some people that really have good intentions, that really have something that they're going for, just like-minded people who have goals and who are going places and doing things. That is just key. It really, really is. So just decide that you're going to go to events to be around like-minded people. That's number three. Number four is have a goal just to meet two. And it's so funny. I would even say one, to be honest with you, but I'm going to say the power of two, because when you go and try to meet everybody that's at the event, our mind only has a small capacity anyway. So we're not going to remember the people that we meet, to be quite honest with you. And honestly, if we don't put something, you know, give ourselves some type of clue to make them important, it's not going to matter anyway. It is not going to matter anyway because we're not going to remember them. So I would just encourage you to really try to just meet two people. Don't try to conquer the whole room. I would really say, really, don't even work like that. I would say the most important thing that you can do is just really, really, really be a person to have a goal to meet two people and really get into the habit of really going deep with those two people. goodness, it's so important, because if you want to really make any lasting changes, you've really got to go deep. So just have a goal to meet only two people, and you pick them out based upon if you know somebody that's going to be there, or if you just meet somebody and you think that they're interesting, you know. So important to just have a goal of two people. Number five is to follow up with those two people. My goodness, I would say follow up and really get to know them. Oh, that is so, so important to really get to know them. Mm-hmm. So when you do that, you will be impressed. You will realize that you have probably more in common than you think. So just really go in, really get to know them, really decide without a shadow of a doubt that, hey, we are going to, you know, find out more about each other. We are going to, you know, really see if we can do any, collaborations. That's the word. I was trying to think, what is the word? Yeah, we're going to really see if we can do any collaborations. Or it might be that I just need you in my arsenal of people that I know what you do. I know for me, I know about 50 financial planners, but I have an appointment next week with one of those people because they have really found themselves to be, they have really just found, I really found her very interesting, very excited about what she does, and I'm that type of person. I want you to be excited about what you're doing. I want you to know that, you know, all things are possible. And I just like meeting new people that we have things in common. So with that being said, let me just tell you what number six is. And this is the last one. And I just really wanted to share that with you. Number six is decide what to implement from what you've learned. See, because many times we'll go and get all of this information, and, you know, I will be the first to tell you that I am a person that loves, loves, loves getting out and going to various events and, you know, stuff like that. So, oh, my goodness. So I just really wanted to. Really wanted to say, when you're learning, just know that the learning also needs to include implementation. Because, see, what I've learned is if you don't implement, you really haven't done anything. And it's so funny because I just really know that implementation is so key. It really is. So with that being said, I just want to make sure that you honor your implementation. When you have done something, just know that, hey, this is what I have done. This is what, what I've done. This is what we decided upon or whatever. If y'all have a goal that you're meeting at a certain time, make sure you're there. Make sure you respect their time, respect your time, and just be that person that you need to be. So in conclusion, I wanted to just say, if you wanted to say, hey, how do I define success with networking, I would say you determine what success looks like, number one. Number two, just go with the goal to gain knowledge. Nothing else, nothing more. Just go with the goal to gain knowledge. Don't think you're going to sell anything there, because 9 times out of 10, people didn't come to buy anything. So it's so important that you just go with the name go with the goal to gain knowledge. Number three, be around like-minded people. I found many times when I go out to various events, there are some awesome people there. And just being around awesome people sometimes is all you need. Number four is have a goal to meet only two people. You know, don't overwhelm yourself. Just go with two people. That will be powerful for you. Number five, follow up with those two people to really make a connection. Just really, really, really connect with them and do some great things. And number six is to decide what to implement on from what you've learned. When you learn that implementation is the key to everything, you will be a happier person, and you will definitely be more successful. So have a wonderful Wednesday. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, with Questions with the Queen, episode number 54. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.